Savitri, Book 2, Canto 11. The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Mind. Pages 262 to 263. Amid the heavy sameness of the days, and contradicted by the human law, a faith in things that are not and must be, lives comrade of this world's delight and pain, the child of the secret soul's forbidden desire, born of its amour with eternity. Our spirits break free from their environment. The future brings its face of miracle near. Its Godhead looks at us with present eyes. Acts deemed impossible grow natural. We feel the hero's immortality. The courage and the strength that cannot touch awaken limbs that are mortal, hearts that fail. We move by the rapid impulse of a will that scorns the tardy trudge of mortal time. These promptings come not from an alien sphere. Ourselves are citizens of that mother state. Adventurers, we have colonized matter's night. But now our rights are barred, our passports void. We live self-exiled from our heavenlier home. An errant ray from the immortal mind accepted the earth's blindness and became our human thought, servant of ignorance. An exile, laborer on this unsure globe, captured and driven in life's nascent grasp, hampered by obscure cell and treacherous nerve, it dreams of happier states and nobler powers, the natural privilege of unfallen gods, recalling still its old lost sovereignty. Amidst earth's mist and fog and mud and stone, it still remembers its exalted sphere and the high city of its splendid birth. A memory steals in from lost heavens of truth. A wide release comes near, a glory calls, a might looks out, an estranged felicity. In glamorous passages of half-veiled light, wandering, a brilliant shadow of itself, this quick, uncertain leader of blind gods, this tender of small lamps, this minister serf, hired by mind and body for earth use, forgets its works, mid crude realities. It recovers its renounced imperial right, it wears once more a purple robe of thought, and knows itself the ideal seer and king, communicant and prophet of the unborn, heir to delight and immortality. All things are real, that here are only dreams. In our unknown depths sleeps the reserve of truth. On our unreached heights, they reign and come to us in thought and muse, trailing their robes of light. But our dwarf will and cold pragmatic sense admit not the celestial visitants. Awaiting us on the ideal peaks, or guarded in our secret self unseen, yet flashed sometimes across the awakened soul, hide from our lives their greatness, beauty, power. Our present feels sometimes their regal touch, our future strives towards their luminous thrones. Out of spiritual secrecy they gaze, immortal footfalls in mind's corridors sound. Our souls can climb into the shining plains, the breaths from which they came can be our home. His privilege regained of shadowless sight, the thinker entered the immortal's air, and drank again his pure and mighty source.